National Cabinet is meeting today as new rules aimed at minimising the risk of COVID-19 being brought in by overseas travellers come into effect. Leaders are expected to receive briefings about the new strains of the virus, as well as Australia's vaccination rollout plan. But stranded Aussies reckon they should be settling on a new quarantine system so that more people can make it home. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
Belinda Long has two words to sum up her feelings about being unable to make it home to Australia.
Abandonment and betrayal. That's honestly how it feels like.
She spent months trying to get a flight back from Chile, where she's lived for several years, but is sick of having flights cancelled.
I've been on the DFAT list since August. Haven't heard anything. I've got an email from them saying they try to contact me. No missed calls, no missed emails or anything like that. Honestly, I've given up trying to come home.
National Cabinet's decision earlier this month to halve the number of overseas arrivals allowed into three states has made it even more difficult for the 39,000 Australians who've registered as wanting to come back. And from today, travellers will face the extra requirement of having to return a negative COVID-19 test result within 3 days of their departure. The president of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Korshid, supports the new rule.
There's obviously the chance you could miss people and they could catch COVID in that 72-hour period or even on the plane. But if someone's already got it, at least we might reduce those numbers a bit and reduce the chance that, in particular, the new strain, the more transmissible strain, will actually get out of our hotel quarantine system and into our community.
One Australian permanent resident who wants to be known as Rani is trying to get a flight back to Sydney after rushing to the United States late last year for a family emergency. He says while he understands the reason behind the tests, they're not cheap.
You can go spend $200 on getting a test and then come to find out, you know, the day before your flight that you're not going to be on it. So you've just, not only now are you out the money that you've given the airline, but you're now out, you know, another $200 for, you know, an expensive same day test. So not really against the idea of having to get a test beforehand, that makes sense, but the practicalities of it can be expensive and tricky.
The first two of 20 new government-assisted flights have been scheduled from London to Darwin in late January and early February, and Australians who were notified about them say they sold out within minutes. Leaders at today's National Cabinet meeting are expected to discuss the arrivals caps, as well as the new strains of COVID-19 and Australia's vaccination program. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is also expected to raise the idea of using mining camps as quarantine facilities, something the Prime Minister says he's yet to receive a formal proposal for. Belinda Long has urged leaders to settle on a new system which can accommodate more people who are becoming increasingly desperate.
It's the first time in my life I haven't been proud to be Australian, to be honest. It's really, really disappointing.
Australian Belinda Long ending Jade McMillan's report.